Chapter 13. Thursday. 1. Introduction to Prototypes. A cowboy stands outside of a bar. He lifts his hat and looks across the street. 5 men in black clothes are sitting on horses with guns in their hands. The people of the town are standing near the store. Nobody speaks, but everybody knows there is going to be trouble. If you have ever watched an old cowboy movie, you probably know what is going to happen next. The good guys wear white hats. The bad guys wear black hats. There is lots of drama. The town is often the most realistic part of the movie, with real-looking buildings and with real-looking bars for cowboys to drink in. Of course, these towns in cowboy films were never as real as they seemed. Sometimes, the movie makers found a real place that looked right. For example, an old town that nobody lived in anymore, or a beautiful Italian village. But most cowboy movies were made in Hollywood. The bar that you can see behind the cowboy is just the outside wall, and there is nothing behind it. This is not a problem for the people watching the film. For a few minutes, while they are watching the film, the most important thing for them is the story. Everything looks real. It does not matter if it is a real place or if it just seems real. The illusion works. The work that we do on Thursday is all about illusion. You have got an idea for a great solution. You do not have time to work on it for weeks, months, or years. So, you want people to think that you have worked on it for a long time. Now, you are probably thinking to yourselves, "It's Thursday morning. We only have some drawings on the whiteboards and sketches on paper. How are we going to create a realistic prototype in just one day? Isn't that impossible?" Normally, it would be impossible. But do not forget that you have already done the difficult part of the work on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The storyboard means that you do not need to guess or think a lot about what you need to include in the prototype. And the solution sketches have lots of the information you need. Finally, you have the perfect team of people who have all the skills that they need to create the prototype. Of course, with more time, you would be able to make a perfect prototype. But if you spent too much time on it, there would be many problems. It would make the process much slower. And if there are any problems with your ideas, it is very important for you to find out as soon as possible. Also, when people spend too much time working on something, it is very hard for them to accept that there are problems with it. It is possible that you and your team will feel unhappy about creating an illusion for your prototype. But if you want to prototype your solution, you will need to think in a different way. You should not think to yourselves, "This prototype must be perfect." Instead, you should think, "This prototype needs to be good enough for us to be able to do the job." Here are 4 ideas to help you with your prototype. 1. You can prototype anything that you want. You might not think that this sentence is realistic or true, but you have to believe it if you want your prototype to work. When you start work on Thursday, you need to feel confident that it will be possible for you to prototype your product. If you think in a positive way, you will succeed in the end. 2. You can throw prototypes away. Remember that it is possible that your solution will not work. If this happens, you cannot keep your prototype, and you will have to throw it away. You need to realize this. So, although you might want to use extra days and weeks to prepare your prototype, you should not do this. 3. Do not build a prototype that gives you more than you need. Your prototype needs to answer questions for you. It does not need to work like a real product. The most important thing is that customers must be able to understand what it is and talk about it. 4. The prototype needs to look real. Your product needs to be real-looking because you cannot ask your customers to imagine how it looks. When you test your product on Friday, you want your customers to be as honest as possible. If you only show the customers some drawings on paper, there will be no illusion. But if you show customers something that looks real, then their opinions will be more honest and more helpful for you. How real is real enough? If the quality of the prototype is too low, customers will not believe that you are testing a real product. If the quality is too high, you will be working all night and you will not finish. You need quality that is not too high and not too low, but just right. Savioak was one of the most difficult prototypes that we have seen. The situation before we started the prototype was not bad. Savioak already had the robot, and most of the things that it did worked well. However, there were still 4 important points that we needed to test in the prototype. The first of these points was the robot's happy dance. It was too difficult to write a computer program to do this. So, Savioak's technical experts, Tessa Lau and Allison Tsai, decided to use remote control instead. On Thursday, the team practiced the delivery. They used the controller from a PlayStation video game to drive the robot around the room. The second point was the robot's screen. Savioak wanted their customers to be able to speak to the robot by touching the screen. Adrian Canoso, Savioak's design manager, had the answer. He suggested that we use an iPad mini instead of a normal screen. Next, we wanted the robot to make different sounds. Adrian used to be a sound designer, so he was able to find some great sounds from a free sound library. Finally, we needed to have a phone call to the hotel guest when the robot had arrived at their room. In real life, Savioak planned to use software that knew where the robot was in the hotel. When the robot arrives at the room, the software makes the call, not a real person. But during the test, we had to find another way. So, in the test, Allison Tse watched the robot, hid in a place where no one could see her, and made the call herself. When she called, she changed her voice to make it sound like a recorded message. Before the test, Savioak already had a robot that worked. They needed to make some difficult changes to it, but they had some great design and technology experts in their team to do the job. At the end of Thursday, the Savioak robot could deliver, dance, and smile.